Carpenter and Rothman is presented by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
If there's one thing Rothman's known for, it's twerking. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back in. July at Jack's Place. Exclamation point or question mark or both. We got the Memorial Tournament Director Dan Sullivan with us. He's on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Sully, it's good to have you. Thanks for making time for us on what could be a very exciting 90 days coming up.
It'll be exciting either way, that's for sure.
All right, so I guess the first question I have is, so certainly the tour was, you were in conversations with the tour, and give me your feeling on this. Were you always trying to find a slot in the calendar that would give you the best opportunity for fans? Was that the ultimate motivation? Or were you willing to take another spot on the calendar if it meant just having a tournament?
Priority is to have the tournament with fans, for sure. So if you think back to when we started with this, at one point we thought June 1st was a safe date to look forward to. I mean, way back when, right? Beginning of March, as you got into a little bit of March and things started to develop, we thought, all right, we got enough time. June 1st is going to be okay. But obviously as the days and weeks went by, the reality of June 1st became less and less likely. And our focus is to have a golf tournament with fans attached to it, still is. And so as everything started to evolve around the world and in sport, and then focused on the tour, and decisions were being made, we just stayed as close as we could have with the tour and ultimately raised our hand enough times to say, hey, we want to look at various dates. And as they evolved the calendar, we were able to slot in.
So we're talking with Dan Sullivan, Memorial Tournament Director here on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And so look at those dates, Dan, and, you know, obviously the Memorial, you guys have some input on that. But, you know, as far as aligning everything with the PGA, I mean, obviously they've got the majors that they're trying to plug in there. But then after that, what's the process like of being able to secure those dates? I mean, is it submitting essentially a bid to, you know, maybe, you know, the vacated British Open or whatever else was out there? Or was that more them assigning it to you? How did all that kind of break out?
Yeah, a lot had to happen, Bobby. So not that that the Memorial Tournament is second to majors, but no question the PGA Tour got with the other leading, properties in golf, the decision makers in golf, so the USGA, the RNA, the Masters, the PGA of America, and the PGA Tour all sat around and said, all right, how are we going to make sure that we have as complete a season as we can? In the end, the RNA through the Open Championship came up with a scenario where they didn't think they could play at all based on where they are, the environment within Europe, all the international travel that goes with it. And they made a decision along with other decisions being made later in the year. I mean, it's interesting to see Augusta going to November and the U.S. Open going to September, not so unique with August and the PGA, because that's where it was before. But as all those moves started happening, and, you know, the U.S. Open was in New York, and there's no way they were going to play in New York. So you knew that in June. So you knew that was going to get out of the way first. And then you saw what was happening in Europe and felt the Open Championship probably wouldn't happen. Then the Olympics decided to cancel. And all of a sudden, where there wasn't a date available across any of the months on tour, all of a sudden, now there are dates available. And this virus has caused, it to be very regional. So it's not as severe in certain parts of the countries than others. And so as you look down the calendar, Ohio, we felt like was in great shape from a protocol standpoint through the governor and Dr. Atkin. Felt like maybe the curve would be over sooner here than any other place or some of the other places. And so we felt that July 13th date made sense for us. We looked at other dates with the tour. They have a puzzle to figure out. Ultimately, the reason why it was taking so long is there were so many different conversations that needed to be had, and every conversation had unique circumstances tied to it. They came to a decision over the last couple of days and offered the release this morning, and now we got something to shoot for. June 8th is going to come up quick. So this all could change again. Who knows? But at least we've got a target to shoot for.
Yeah, 90 days away. So we all, you know, nobody has a crystal ball, but there's hope there. Dan, what other, any other discussions as far as you're the tournament director? I'm sure there would be anxiety involved no matter when you would hold a tournament, but now you have to deal with maybe going all the way up to the tournament, not knowing whether fans would be involved. Do you see this as an all or nothing, that you think July either they'll give the all safe bell, you can have fans, or no fans, or do you think there may be even a middle ground there where you would cap the gate and try to create a tournament with a gallery but not like normal?
Yeah, the way we're looking at it, the way I'm thinking about it every day, is that everything's on the table. So we got to look at every scenario, and we've got to understand each scenario and the timeline in order to make that decision. We are all dependent on what the decisions are, how the decisions are being made, what they are at the governor's level, at the federal level, within our own municipalities. We've got to make sure we're paying attention to everybody. Let's say that we get some clearing here and this virus takes a path that, frankly, no one's anticipating, and all of a sudden we get a clear path. We got to make sure that we have the right protocols in place to allow people to come together. And I anticipate that everything that's been discussed will be on the table, whether it's masks or making sure sanitizing is everywhere and we're doing the right things provided by the experts to ensure that people are safe. That's our first priority. If we get to the point in the coming weeks that we just don't see a clearing and we've got to make a decision, then we're going to do it in a timely fashion. There's no question about it. And it'll rely on the input from a number of different sources so that we're thoughtful about it and we have ultimately a plan that we all can feel comfortable with.
So, Dan, what is the amount of lead time that you would need bare minimum to be able to make the case that, hey, we can have the tournament, we got to go ahead, you know, is it 2 weeks, 3 weeks, four yeah. weeks? I mean, is there a specific number in there to pull that off?
Yeah, so it depends on the subject. I would say this, that by June 1st, we are going to have an understanding of what we're going to build on the golf course or not. And you just think about all the temporary structures that we put around this golf course. The majority, if not all of them, are related to people coming together inside those spaces. We got to be realistic about what's the potential of that. So June 1st is a date that we're going to be paying attention to, the original date of the memorial. And then if it's simply focused on allowing fans or not allowing fans, we probably have a little bit more time, sometime into June. We got to give everyone a chance to make their plans too. We can't make this decision overnight. So, you know, it'll be critical within that early part to mid part of June to make sure that we're communicating effectively what our plans are. And so we got 45 days between now and then, and we're going to use every one of them to come up with the right scenarios. And we're going to make sure that we're paying attention to what's being said and put in place outside of the tournament.
All right. Final minute with Dan Sullivan here, Memorial Tournament Director with us. Dan, as far as the field goes, what are you anticipating that number to be, and will you be inviting will a change in your motivation on who you can invite and how the field can be attained? And also, as far as patron badges go, you want people to start buying those, I imagine, and then you would offer a full refund if the fans are not allowed in, I would assume?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start with that first, because that's really important. We are selling badges. We'll continue to sell them. If, in fact, we get to the point where we can't have fans at the golf course, we, without a doubt, will refund those tickets. There's no question about it. All the dollars related to it. We have to do that. So when it comes to the field, we've expanded our field to 144 from 120. So we're an invitational. We have 120 players. We've been that way since the inception on the invitational, probably the last 20 years of 120 players. We've expanded to 144, added 20 players for this year only because of the fact that these players have not been able to play golf and will not be able to play golf until June 8th. There are plenty of players on this tour. You always think about the top guys and all the ones that that gain all the have all the star power and gain all the recognition. But there are so many layers to the PGA Tour, and we like to say players need starts. especially the younger guys coming out. So we're going to give 24 players an additional opportunity to be a part of this tournament. They'll come off of last year's leading FedEx Cup points. Instead of being top 70, it'll be top 80. This year, instead of top 70, it'll be top 80. That'll get 20 more guys into the field, and then we'll take the next four up to complete the field. I feel that our field strength is going to be tremendous. Guys are going to want to play golf. They're going to want to play at the most prominent places, and we're one of the most prominent places to play golf. I have no idea about international players. I think most of the international players are still in the United States, not many left. So if they're not, they'll probably have a hard time flying in to the U.S. anytime soon. But my expectation is all the top players are here in the U.S. and would want to play here at Muirfield.
All right, well done, Dan. We'll get it out there. 877-MT-BADGE is the number to call the tournament office, ticket office. You can get more at thememorialtournament.com as far as information. We appreciate you, bud. Thanks for jumping on with us, and the countdown begins. Let's hope it goes the right direction. We'll be in touch.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Hoping we all get together in July for sure.
Would be great. Thanks again. Dan Sullivan, Memorial Tournament Director, with the big news today from the tour that the Memorial Tournament is on the docket and ready to go July 16th for round one. All right, when we come back, we'll switch gears. NFL draft talk with Austin Gay.